News on KDK. Now.
CBS News, I'm Gary Nunn. President Trump's wrapping up his first week in office with what might be considered his most controversial move yet, ordering a temporary shutdown of the refugee program in the U.S. to keep terrorists out. There's more criticism of the border crackdown. CBS's Larry Miller at the Foreign Desk in London.
The U.N.'s refugee agency describes the U.S. resettlement program as one of the most important in the world. It calls on President Trump to continue offering asylum to people fleeing war and persecution. And Iran's President Rouhani says it's wrong for President Trump to cancel world trade deals and build walls between nations. He didn't mention Mr. Trump's order curbing entry of visitors from Iran and six other Muslim countries, but Rouhani says now's the time for peaceful coexistence. Larry Miller, CBS News.
House Speaker Paul Ryan was asked about the controversy over who should pay for the wall.
I'm not going to get into a quibbling about whether they should or should not pay for it. We got to get this thing done because we said we would do it, and now we have to deliver.
Ryan at a forum sponsored by Politico. The president has plans to confer today by phone with the leaders of six countries, Japan, Germany, Russia, France, and Australia. Serena Williams defeating her sister Venus today, winning the women's singles title at the Australian Open.
There's no way I would have anything without her. She's my inspiration. She's the only reason I'm standing here today, and the only reason that the Williams sisters exist. So thank you, Venus, for inspiring me.
Final 6-4, 6-4, Serena's 23rd Grand Slam title in the pros. A federal judge has blocked the governor of Texas from implementing fetal burial rules for abortion clinics. KRLD reporter Chris Fox in Austin.
John Hurt with Governor Abbott's rules call for the burial or cremation of fetal body parts from abortions or miscarriages. U.S. District Court Judge Sam Sparks decided to block them until the case goes to trial. Amy Hagstrom Miller of Whole Women's Health filed the suit.
Women should be given the autonomy to make the choices about what happens to their bodies.
Dr. Joe Poyman of the Texas Alliance for Life calls this disappointing but not unexpected.
This judge has been very hostile to regulations and laws passed by the legislature that in any way affected abortion.
The trial date has not been set. Chris Fox, CBS News, Austin.
British actor John Hurt has died of pancreatic cancer. He was 77. CBS's Steve Futterman reflects on his career.
John Hurt was one of Hollywood's most versatile actors, portraying a tremendously wide variety of characters. He will be best remembered for his moving portrayal of a man suffering extreme deformities in The Elephant Man. Younger audiences may remember Hurt best for his performances in the Harry Potter series.
I wondered when I'd be seeing you, Mr. Potter.
There were dozens of other films, including A Man for All Seasons, Alien, and his most recent film, Jackie. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Actress Barbara Hale has died. She was 94. This is CBS News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
During Staples' January printing event, you can get up to $120 off a lightning-fast HP OfficeJet Pro printer. It can save time and money.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event with up to $120 off HP OfficeJet Pro printers. Staples, make more happen.
Ends 1/28/17. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
This is Charles Osgood. Tax compliance can be a real pain for businesses. That's why I'd like to tell you about Avalara's powerful tax automation technology. Avalara simplifies sales tax and other business taxes with real-time tax rate calculations and automatic return filing. Avalara's software already integrates with your accounting, e-commerce, and point-of-sale systems, so it couldn't be easier. Find out how the good people at Avalara can help you at avalara.com. That's A-V-A-L-A-R-A.com.
Colorado educators are resisting the president's executive orders on immigration and refugees. CBS's Stephen Kaufman in Denver.
We stand together, proclaims a joint statement from those representing Colorado's educational system opposing President Donald Trump's executive orders on immigration and refugees.
President Trump's executive orders are having a direct impact on the emotional health of the students, and it's spurring dialogue in our classrooms.
President of the Colorado Education Association, Terry Dolman is asked, what if?
If they come knocking on our door, we're going to stand with our students and protect our students as best we can.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Denver.
County prosecutors in New Jersey are saying that Governor Chris Christie is legally off the hook in the George Washington Bridge closing scandal, saying they will not pursue a criminal misconduct case. The case stems from a complaint filed by a former firefighter who says the governor violated state misconduct laws. Gary Dunn, CBS News.
Listen to the Pittsburgh Technology Council's Tech Vibe Radio every Friday night at 7, right here on News Radio 1020 KDKA. Join hosts Audrey Russo and Jonathan Kersting and explore the diverse companies and personalities that fuel Pittsburgh's fast-growing technology sector. The Pittsburgh Technology Council's Tech Vibe Radio is sponsored by FlyPittsburgh.com. That's Tech Vibe Radio, Friday nights at 7, right here on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Nursing home care advocacy, veterans benefits, Medicaid, and asset protection planning. The choices facing today's families are overwhelming. Let the attorneys at Zachariah Brown help your loved ones protect their home and financial assets, attain the care they need, and discover a facility that will feel like home. They'll even develop a plan to attain benefits to help you pay for the cost of care. At Zachariah Brown, we call it Life Care Plan. You will call it the ultimate peace of mind. Zachariah Brown, protecting people, property, and life savings. Call 724-942-6200 or PittsburghElderLaw.com.
Now, here's the up-to-the-minute AccuWeather forecast, brought to you by DrFactor.com. Dr. Michael Factor, D.C., your weight loss solution.
For today, we'll start out with a snow shower or two this morning. Watch for slick spots. Later today, cloudy, brisk, and chilly. High 34. Clouds and a snow shower tonight, low 25. More snow showers tomorrow, up to another inch accumulating through tomorrow night, high 33. Monday, clouds with a snow shower, high just 30. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Bill Dagger on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
It's K-Days on KDKA. Today is Ireland Contracting Day. Need to have your roof repaired or replaced? Call Pittsburgh's home exterior experts. See them this weekend at the Monroeville Expo Mart Home Show. It's K-Days on KDKA.
The following program has been paid for by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Information on the program is intended solely to further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020 KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and the shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020, KDKA.
Listen, I'm going to give you John's information right now before we get to the program. John Samick is here, ServiceMaster. And if you've listened to me long enough, and I've been doing this a while, you know I've always sung the praises of ServiceMaster. And when you see one of them little yellow vans scooting through your neighborhood, you know someone's getting a quality job. The number is 412-826-1010, 412-826-1010. ServiceMaster of GreaterPGH.com is where you can find out more. Let's welcome him to the broadcast. And I think you would agree, of any brand you could be associated with, John, you have to be very pleased with ServiceMaster. Good morning and welcome to KDK.
Thanks, Rob. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. And yes, indeed, we are very proud of our affiliation with ServiceMaster. We've been with them for 35 years. Started off in our basement of our home, and now we probably have 55 employees in Oakmont.
That's pretty cool. Oakmont, that great little community. So tell the folks, John, what does ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh do? I mean, because I always thought ServiceMaster was a cleaning company.
Well, we certainly are known as a cleaning company in some areas. I mean, our brand is a leader in commercial cleaning, everything from janitorial to project type cleaning. We've long been known as a residential cleaning service. We've cleaned where somebody's mother had us clean their carpets every spring, or clean the house before a party. But most notably now, we are a specialty cleaning, property restoration and repair firm. And what I mean by that is, when problems happen to homes and the people that are within them, but when problems happen to homes or businesses, we are problem solvers. And so we're a little bit more than a cleaning company, but we do a great job of cleaning as well.
Now, we're going to expand the discussion, especially because this time of year, winter pearls, and people are out there dealing with some serious issues, such as damage and frozen pipes, come to mind first. And I've had both, and it's not a pretty thing, folks. So we're going to begin on that note, but I want everybody to know that if you're out there right now, and in the weeks to come, they will be back. We're going to give you a chance to phone in and talk about particular issues. You're going to meet people from the insurance industry, all sorts of great things. I just want to stress today that if you're dealing with any of the things that we're talking about, you should just stop listening to the program, make the call, leave your name and number, and they will get back to you. And you know you're going to be in good hands with John and Service Master out of Oakmont of Greater Pittsburgh, 412-826-1010, 412-826-1010, or Service Master of Greater PGH, that's PGH.com. Both of these are ugly. I mean, water is something that can do severe damage, and if you don't stop it, it can really be a problem that could be ongoing. So water damage and frozen pipes come to mind. So let's talk about what you do with those two things.
Well, let's first, as you mentioned, water can have a very damaging effect. We recognize that the Grand Canyon was made because of water flowing through that area. So, you know, water over a period of time has all kinds of effects. Typically, the problem is manifested when something is not done to recognize and address a situation. And a lot of times we come into homes where people say, I had a small leak, but I tried to dry it myself, or I had a small leak and I just turned the furnace up, or worse, I never knew I had this small leak, as opposed to a giant pipe break or where you got water flowing and water coming through the ceilings. The biggest problem with home or business water losses is the one that goes undetected for a period of time, or one that is not properly mitigated. And what I mean by mitigation is the type of actions that need to be undergone right at the beginning to lessen the severity of the situation.
When you think of water and the damage that it can come from, what do you think the biggest mistake people make when it comes to water damage? I think the number one thing is trying to clean it or to solve it themselves, because unless you're a professional and you understand the nooks and crannies where water can go, this is something that you really got to leave to the professionals.
You're actually very, very correct there. The getting back to the issue of delay, you have about 72 hours at the most before that dreaded mold word becomes a problem in a water situation. And the indoor environment is a perfect place for mold to grow. And you have about 72 hours to stop the moisture issue, reverse it, and get things back to dry. Failing to do that is where you start to have the bigger breakouts of mold. But beyond that, many materials, if they're dried quickly and dried properly, they're 100% restorable. Hardwood floors, for example. If you address the hardwood floors that have become wet, you use proper equipment, you use proper techniques, processes, those hardwood floors go right back down and maybe just need to have a light refinishing. Failing to do that, you end up with buckled floors and a whole lot of more expense. And one of the things that insurance companies do cover, if you have homeowners insurance, they do cover this type of thing, but they never cover the inconvenience and the pain and suffering that you end up going through to have an extensive restoration project.
Now, before we move on to our next topic, fire and smoke damage, I want to have John talk about the difference between water, a problem in the home or business, and you think of the technology and equipment, all the things that are in a business, obviously that could be a bigger issue. So we'll talk to him about that in a moment. John Samick is here. It's a Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, 412-826-1010, 412-826-1010. And again, their website is servicemasterofgreaterpgh.com. We'll be back. Good morning.
Live local talk on the weekend. The Rob Pratt Show. KDKA.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-700-1331.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-700-1331. That's 1-800-700-1331.
Message and data rates may apply.
This message is only for men who want vein-popping gains. If you're not ready to build serious muscle, change the station now. Because we're only giving complimentary bottles of Volcano to guys who aren't afraid to stack on the plates. Volcano is the professional-grade pre-workout nitric oxide booster from Force Factor, the groundbreaking muscle builder that GNC just can't keep in stock. This incredibly powerful supplement is not for everyone. If you're not ready to get ripped, don't bother. Everyone else can get a complimentary bottle by texting MASS to 369-369. Volcano gives you an explosive boost in nitric oxide, which quickly amplifies your energy and power. You'll tackle every rep with more intensity and endurance, better drive and performance, and faster recovery. The result? A serious increase in lean muscle mass, size, strength, and definition guaranteed. Ready for shocking gains? Get your complimentary bottle of Volcano by texting MASS to 369-369. That's M-A-S-S to 369-369.
Find your adventure at the Pittsburgh Travel Showcase, presented by AAA. It's a global travel extravaganza, January 27th through the 29th at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. Details at PittsburghTravelShowcase.com, where the world is waiting for you.
SchultzFord.com. SchultzFord.com. SchultzFord.com.
Serena Williams has defeated Sister Venus to capture the Australian Open. It's her 23rd Grand Slam title. It is a big day for local college basketball fans. Up first, 93.7 The Fan, Hillgrove and Grote from the Peterson Event Center at noon. Pitt will host Clemson, coach Kevin Stallings.
Their team is playing very, very hard, and we will have to have an exceptional effort on our part on Saturday, and hopefully we will.
Duquesne at Richmond at 6. Robert Morris at St. Francis of Pennsylvania at 7. Penn State will host Illinois at 4:30. Number 18, WVU, will host Texas A&M at 12 noon. Pens are off for the All-Star break until Tuesday when they face Nashville. It will be the skills competition at the Staples Center in L.A. today. The game will take place tomorrow. Sidney Crosby, a day to skate with faces you're normally looking to defeat.
No, you're usually competing against those guys. Things usually get pretty intense, and you're fighting for points out there. But, you know, situation like that, I think everyone just gets to display their skill and have some fun. So I'm sure the fans will enjoy it.
Senior Bowl on the NFL Network today at 2:30 in Mobile, Alabama. NFL Pro Bowl, ESPN tomorrow. Super Bowl 51 next Sunday, February 5th at Houston. On Fox, of course, it is New England taking on Atlanta. And 6:30 is the start time. PGA stop this weekend. Torrey Pines North Course, the Farmers Insurance Open. After two rounds and a second round, 71. Justin Rose is your leader by one shot. He stands at 8-under. And Tiger Woods returned to the tour after 17 months lasted 2 days. He missed the cut. Rob Pratt, News Radio 1020, KDK Sports.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
All right, John Samick is here, and we're talking about ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Before we get back to our topic, I told you during the break that I've used ServiceMaster many times, and this is a opinion, okay? But it's one that I can tell you that I've actually seen while writing a check. How can you guys be so much less and some of the big brands that people see rolling in with 15 people in a semi-tractor trailer? How is that possible?
Well, I don't necessarily think that we're terribly below market, but we definitely have some principles. We abide by our corporate objectives. Are number one, we honor God in all we do. We help people develop, we pursue excellence, And then the fourth objective is to grow profitably. So if you have as your number one objective is to honor God in all we do, you're not going to take advantage of a situation and overprice just because you can. The industry does have those type of actors, as probably every industry does. But, you know, we put our beliefs out front, and, you know, what you do when nobody's watching is what is a testimony to your character and integrity. So we try to be fair. We try to be fair in what we're charging. There is some degree of regulation. Insurance companies now more and more are regulating what can be charged, what can't be charged. They're regulating how fast things have to be done. Technology has moved to the point where what we're doing in your home on a Saturday morning, somebody in Kansas City is looking at those results at a half hour later. So, you know, it starts with corporate integrity, but it also goes to there's plenty of regulation now.
But wouldn't I be correct to say what I've noticed dealing with ServiceMaster? Now, this was a few years ago, but I dealt with them on a regular basis. More elbow grease, more people as far as communication, eye contact, handshake at the door, and you could see them physically cleaning as opposed to using some sort of machinery or some new concoction of some sort. It really is hands-on. Does that make sense?
Our people are constantly receiving accolades and feedback from our customers, how happy they are. It's physical work. It's work that not everybody likes to do. Our people are gratified by the fact that they are helping people. They certainly have a certain level of empathy that we tend to recruit towards. So you may be seeing that, and we're happy that was the result. But it's a physical business, and it's a business that you're helping people in need. So if you have the right combination of the people with the right mindset, the right corporate support, the result is a happy customer.
And it's got to be satisfying to see people have. And I know when I have been saved by ServiceMaster, parts of my house, water damage restored, it's got to be satisfying to see that, correct?
We do, at all levels, enjoy a job well done. And you're right, exactly right. That is beyond the fact that we eke out a living. The fact that we get a job well done from our customers is very gratifying.
John Samick is here, a ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh, 412-826-1010, 412-826-1010, or servicemasterofgreaterpgh.com. Okay, back to this water situation. We're talking about, you know, water damage, frozen pipes come to mind, obviously, this time of year. What is the difference between a water event at home or at a business?
Well, you know, they both need to be addressed quickly. Water, not unlike fine wine, doesn't get better with time. And just because the water source might be shut off doesn't mean the damage has stopped. Materials continue to wick. Humidity is a unique thing because just if you have water on the floor and in one room doesn't mean it's not going to affect another room. There's a phenomenon called secondary water damage, which means humidity and moisture is going to go from areas of high concentration in one area to areas of lower concentration in another area. So there's all kind of dynamics that go on there. But the big difference between businesses and homes is in a home, you're dealing with one family and one family's belongings and one family's conditions. In a business, you're dealing with many families and many different situations. Not only are you dealing with the physical damage to carpet or walls, to electronics, to technology, you're also concerned with that business's ability to maintain its customers, to maintain its suppliers and vendors, and even to maintain its employees in some cases. I mean, you see lots of ads and radio type of spots talking about businesses that fail to plan or don't have a plan for a disaster, that there's a percentage of them that never reopen. And so the big difference is the continuation of business and all the nuances that go with that.
And, you know, also, too, you got to look at family heirlooms that are obviously at stake here. Records, as you mentioned, of other families other than the people that own the business or the corporation. But also when you have electricity and you have water, there's a lot of unseen and really unheard dangers for the average person to dive in, especially at the business level. So this is where you really need someone like ServiceMaster to step in before the rest of the world steps in.
The right things done in the right order are always important. And the early hours of a water loss in a business or a home are very critical. What's going to be the end result. So in a business, you're dealing with electronics that are moving. You're dealing with computers. You're dealing with communication systems. You're dealing with records. Those are the things that are not replaceable. And so you got to handle those things properly. Most businesses are going to have a good backup system to address that. But the big thing is to take care of that, take care of the employees, and then getting them back in business. Yeah. More importantly than saving a carpet, perhaps, is how do we get this place back open so they can do business?
You know, we got about a minute before the break. John Samick is here, ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Please, if you have an issue, call Residential Commercial 412-826-1010, 412-826-1010, ServiceMaster of GreaterPGH.com. What amazes me, and I've never asked this question before, of even my friends who've had ServiceMaster franchises, are you guys 24 hours a day? If somebody gets into a jam, can they call you in the middle of the night? How's that work?
We are 24 hours, 365 days a year, and it's a challenge because we're busy in the daytime, and it's not unlike an emergency room in a hospital. We have to staff for busyness all the time, and so we have our people are on call 1 week out of the month. We have managers on duty that are trained to handle any variety of situations from a fire to a flood to a death scene. And yes, we are 365 days, 24 hours a day.
All right, let me take a break here. We still have a half hour to go. And if you haven't called yet, if you have some of these issues we're talking about, it'd be a great time for you to call and leave your name and number, 412-826-1010, ServiceMaster of GreaterPGH.com. Fire and smoke damage when we get back. Stay with us. Good morning. Next hour, the Rorick Automotive Hour.
Twitter. Social media serves as an adequate alert. Facebook. But if you want to cut through the clutter and get the whole story, trust the original social media.
There are new developments in the case of a young man charged in the fatal DUI accident.
Trust. News Radio 1020 KDKA has delivered nearly a century of the stories that have shaped our history. Verify.
Tolls on the turnpike will jump 6% for both cash and easy pass customers.
Trust and verify the original social media. News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Business is booming at Bowser Cadillac. Visit online or in-store and you'll find a full line of luxury Cadillacs and an exceptional car buying experience. Right now at Bowser Cadillac, get 0% APR for 36 months on a 2016 Cadillac Escalade, plus $1,000 purchase bonus cash. At Bowser, you're treated like one of the family. You'll get exactly what you want, the Cadillac you love to drive, and the service you deserve. And don't forget to ask about 4 years or 50,000 miles premium care maintenance. 0% APR for 36 months for qualified buyers. Monthly payment is $27.78 for every $1,000 finance. Example down payment of 18%. Some customers will not qualify. Must take delivery by January 31st, 2017. Residency restrictions apply. See Bowser Cadillac for details. Or visit BowserCadillac.com.
That's the power of Bowser. Yeah.
Bowser Cadillac. Route 19 South, McMurray. Where business is booming.
You've just entered a world not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A world where rules and regulations have become the only way of communication. Meet Larry Richard, host of a popular radio program. Richard takes us on a tour of a place where his colleagues have found that quoting contest rules can pull them into a vacuum. A vortex, if you will, where time and space collide. Your next stop, the contest zone.
Well, it looks like you're trapped in this space-time thing with us. If you listen, you can hear our KDKA folks. How about my partner, John Shumway?
Unless we say otherwise, these rules apply to each and every contest you hear on KDKA. There is no purchase necessary. You must follow instructions, meet eligibility requirements, and complete any required releases. You must be a legal Pennsylvania resident, 18 or older. Void where prohibited. Employees of KDKA, its affiliates, sponsors, and ad agencies, other radio stations in the Metro Pittsburgh area, and their immediate family or members of their households are ineligible.
Careful. Sounds like the disembodied voice of Mike Pintek.
Those who have won a prize or tickets worth more than $20 in the KDKA contest in the last 60 days and or a prize valued at $600 or more in the last 6 months are ineligible. We'll announce details on when our contests begin and end, how you can participate, what prizes are available, their values, and how we pick the winners.
Wow, freaky. Here comes our night guys.
If we say otherwise, we'll select each prize winner in a random drawing of all valid entries received within 2 business days of the entry deadline. One winner per household per contest. Each prize will be awarded pending verification of eligibility. Winners are responsible for all taxes. Winner might be required to present valid government-issued photo ID and information required for tax purposes.
We're walking. Okay, watch your step.
This is crazy.
Sounds like Marty's on a rampage again.
Prizes will be mailed to winners unless otherwise noted. Prizes are awarded pending verification of eligibility and are non-transferable and cannot be exchanged or redeemed for cash. We reserve the right to substitute a prize of equal value. Winners must claim prizes in person within 30 days of winning. We're not responsible for technical difficulties that prevent you from completing a call, going online, sending a text, or for late, lost, stolen, mangled, misdirected, postage due, illegible, or incomplete entries.
Oh, it's mild-mannered Robert Mangino.
For text contests, message and data rates may apply. That's your responsibility. Due to online streaming delays, online listeners might not be able to participate in on-air contests. Our decisions are final. Now get out of my contest zone.
For details and complete official rules, visit KDKA Studios during regular business hours or visit our website, KDKARadio.com.
Our weather got you down? Take action. This winter, get away and save with AAA Travel.
From the Cove Forge Behavioral Health Studios, this is the voice of Pittsburgh. News on KDKA.
CBS News updates. President Trump's border wall plan tops the GOP to-do list, according to House Speaker Paul Ryan.
We see this as a national security priority. We see this as something that is of crisis proportions with respect to opioids, with respect to drugs, with respect to the fact that we have a porous border.
Orders shutting down the refugee program temporarily are being greeted with frowns by Ibrahim Cooper of the Council on American Islamic Relations.
From what we understand, it will indefinitely block the entry of Syrian refugees. And these are the refugees that perhaps in the entire world are most in need of support and safety.
Dai Syed of the Council of American Islamic Relations in Missouri says,
we want to oppose it in every way we can. Let President Trump know that it's unconstitutional, it's un-American, and we believe it's unjust.
The order requires new vetting measures to keep radical Islamic terrorists out of the U.S. CBS News update, I'm Gary Nunn.
I love how you remodeled the house.
Thanks, Mom.
Steaks are done.
How did you two afford all of this?
We got a great home equity loan at Dollar Bank.
That's right. They have a rate as low as 3.19% APR with only $50,000 borrowed. Fixed for 7 years. All my idea.
Uh-huh. Your dad and I are looking to refinance, and that's one of the lowest rates yet. We really need to get our payments down.
Give Dollar Bank a call. They'll help you save a lot of money. Just remember who gave you the idea.
Oh, my.
Talk to a Dollar Bank loan expert today. They're not paid a commission and only have your best interests in mind. Start saving money now. Refinance to one of the lowest rates around. 3.19% APR, fixed for 7 years. Longer terms are available. Stop by, call 1-800-242-BANK or visit dollar.bank. Dollar Bank, mutually inspired. Rate is for well-qualified borrowers and includes a discount with a qualifying checking account. Not available for the refinance of a Dollar Bank loan, line, or mortgage of less than $15,000 in new money. Monthly payment of $13.30 per $1,000 borrowed. Other terms and conditions apply, subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender.
Winter wonderland of savings at Coons Market. Isn't that right, Joe Dantisi?
Right, Rob. In our meat departments, choice boneless ribeye steaks, $7.99 a pound. Boneless Chairman's Reserve pork loin chops, $2.99 a pound. All-natural boneless skinless chicken thighs, $1.99 a pound. 93% lean honeysuckle ground turkey, 1 pound package for $1.99. In our produce departments, California navel oranges, 4 pound bag for $1.99. Honeycrisp or Gala apples, 3 pound bag for $2.99. In our delis, Silver Star low sodium cooked ham, $3.49 a pound. Boar's Head premium bologna, $5.49 a pound. In our bakeries, Large crusty loaves, Coon's Italian bread, 99 cents each. In our seafood departments, frozen swordfish or tuna steaks, 8-ounce portions for $3.99 each. This week, selected varieties of Barilla pasta, 10 boxes for $10. Pepsi or Mountain Dew, 2-liter bottles, 5 for $5.
At Coon's Market.
Now, here's the up-to-the-minute AccuWeather forecast, brought to you by DrFactor.com. Dr. Michael Factor, D.C., your weight loss solution.
A snow shower or two still left over in the area this morning. Watch for slick spots. Otherwise, we'll be cloudy and breezy today, high 34. Clouds and a snow shower, low 25 tonight. Snow showers return tomorrow. Tomorrow night, accumulating up to an inch, high tomorrow, 33. And clouds, a snow shower still Monday, high just 30. For AccuWeather, I'm Bill Dagher on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
It's K-Days on KDKA. Today is Ireland Contracting Day. Need to have your roof repaired or replaced? Call Pittsburgh's home exterior experts. See them this weekend at the Monroeville Expo Mart Home Show. It's K-Days on KDKA.
The following program has been paid for by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
All right, before we get back to Pittsburgh Works and John Samick, of course, from Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, I want to remind everyone that each month there are those who have to choose between buying essentials to live or paying their utility bills. The Dollar Energy Fund comes to the Bowser Nissan Theater to raise money for this annual Warmathon January 31st and February 1st. Visit warmathon.com for more information, brought to you in part by Metropolitan Windows, West Penn Power, Duquesne Light, Peoples and Columbia Gas, and News Radio 1020, KDK. And again, breakfast coming from another wonderful company from Oakmont, Pennsylvania, the Serraro family and Oakmont Bakery. Are you able to pass that bakery without having to stop? See, if I lived there, it would be serious trouble because I would be eating donuts every single day. I mean, has there been one time, like a week, you've gone without eating something from there? Come on, be honest.
It does take willpower.
Yeah.
It does take willpower. It's a work of art that they do in there. And I tell people that, you know, you want to look at it, you want to see it, but you'll gain 2 pounds just walking from one end of the counter to the next, just looking.
Listen, Oakmont is such a special place, you know, and I love it. Any chance I have opportunity to go through the Pennsylvania Turnpike and cross the Holton Bridge and get there, it's wonderful. The Country Club and all the other folks that we've talked about. But I must tell you, the last time I was there, they just remodeled. And I walked in, the fireplace, I just told you off the air moments ago, I could probably live there. That's how wonderful it is. And it looks like it was cleaned by the folks that are here today because they take a lot of pride in what they do. And this guy's been doing it for a very long time. John, let me ask you before we get to fire and smoke damage. How did you get started in this business? Where did that journey begin?
Well, actually, it started that we had when I was in college, we had a painting company. I answered an ad in a paper sitting at lunch, talking about restoring homes, and it seemed like something that we wanted to do. When we found out a little bit more about it, what I was most attracted to it was that it was a business that I could see a family working in. I could see perhaps my children coming along, and as it is, I'm the oldest of 8 children. Every one of my brothers and sisters have worked in the business. Several of them are still there. I have 4 children, and every one of them has been through the business, and 2 of them are very active in the business. So
that's amazing.
It is.
That's something to be proud of.
I am. I am very proud of the fact that we're a family business, but it's not, it doesn't limit the other people who are part of the company.
All right. We're going to get back to what they do. And listen, 412-826-1010, ServiceMaster of GreaterPGH.com. Now, fire and smoke damage, I've often said, fire you rebuild, but if you have the structure standing and smoke is there, how in the world do you get rid of that? And in winter, what are the most frequent causes of fires, John?
Well, let's start with the frequent causes, and it's the overriding cause, and whether it's any season of the year is lack of attention or carelessness. In the summertime, it's interesting that we get a lot of calls because people are cooking something on the stove, French fries, for instance, and they go out to talk to the neighbor across the fence. And they forget about what was going on in there, and suddenly they look and see flames poking out of the windows. In the wintertime, you have situations with fireplaces and overloading appliances, smoking. Occasionally, you have some bad heating options where you're trying to heat up a room that's not, or heat up a house improperly. Occasionally, you have electrical fires, but most of the situations, if you go back to it, it's a lack of attention to what is safe and what's not.
All right, what are some of the things you need to consider immediately, John, if you have a fire in your home or building, meaning your place of business?
The biggest thing to be aware of is that even though the fire is out and the firemen have left, the damage is not has not stopped. Fires produce many different chemicals, depending upon what is actually burned, and they all result in a caustic, acidic type of material that's deposited on all the surfaces. So it's not just dirt that is laying all about the house or on the walls or wherever. It's actually acidic dirt that continues to degrade, etch, and damage the materials. There are materials that are more susceptible to this acidic attack. There are materials that you're going to have to clean and perhaps paint anyway. But the initial thing is what is still happening and what can be mitigated or stopped to prevent additional damage. One of the first things, of course, you're going to do is you're going to contact your insurance company, and they're going to advise you to some level. Now, your better insurance companies, your better agents, are going to take a personal interest in what's going on in your home. There's a lot of where insurance agents are using an 800 number, or they're sending people to a corporate site. But the better agents are going to give you advice. The second thing is to assess what's my next responsibility. Everybody's homeowner's policy and even their business policy requires that they take immediate action to limit liability and to reduce the damage. And that could mean anything from boarding up the open windows to doing some emergency pre-cleaning to doing something. A lot of times homeowners are paralyzed and they say, I'm not going to do anything until the insurance company or the insurance adjuster comes and tells me what to do. And oftentimes that's a delay that becomes a problem.
Final thing, and then we're going to come back. We got one more topic that we're going to discuss, furnace malfunctions. But can smoke and that smell really be totally removed?
Yes, it can. And that is probably the difference that when you're thinking about deciding who should take care of a fire situation, do they give you a no smoke guarantee? And the process it's a process. It's not a magic bullet. There isn't a magic spray. There's not a magic tool. It's a process that needs to be undertaken, but absolutely a responsible restoration company will be able to give you a no-smoke odor guarantee.
All right, listen, we're going to come back one more segment, but if you want to get a hold of John and if you need help with any of these topics, and I'm sure some ones we haven't gotten to yet, but we hope to in the weeks to come, such as virus, bacteria and germs, ice dams, vehicle collisions, winter flooding, mold breakouts, please, 412-826-1010, 412-826-1010, Servicemaster of GreaterPGH.com. We'll be right back.
Ah, the self-analysis, courtesy of the Mike Pintech.
I am not objective. I'm not fair. I have opinions. I have positions. I have preconceived notions. Guess what? I'm a normal, rational human being.
Mike Pintech. Weekdays, noon to 3. KDKA.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well.